In the U.S. Senate today, gun control measures failed to get enough votes to advance. Alaska's U.S. senators voted with their fellow Republicans, saying the two Democratic proposals would have infringed on Second Amendment rights. Senator Dan Sullivan says the limits focus on the wrong problem.
What we're talking about in terms of Orlando or San Bernardino, it's not a gun control issue. It is a terrorism issue. And the one thing that would have prevented those mass murders, which is what they were, and they're horrible, and everyone knows that. The one thing that would have prevented that was not having the rise of ISIS.
One of the amendments would have denied gun purchases if the attorney general had a reasonable belief the buyer was likely to engage in terrorism. Senator Lisa Murkowski says that would have denied thousands of Americans the right to buy guns, some because they were wrongly put on a terror watch list.
Way too broad, and the potential for false positives, in my mind, is just extraordinarily high.
Another measure that failed would have closed the so-called gun show loophole by requiring every buyer to undergo a background check. Murkowski and Sullivan say the measure would have had imposed unreasonable limitations on Alaskans. Democrats called the amendment small steps to help keep firearms out of dangerous hands.